Amen. Your life will never remain the same in Jesus' name. There is one scripture I want to meditate on, and that scripture is John chapter 6. And that verse is verse 28 and verse 29. In John chapter 6, verse 28 and verse 29. Just meditate on it. Then said they unto him, they were speaking to the Lord Jesus, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? This is the answer. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he, God, has sent. And who is he that he has sent? Hallelujah. As far as we are concerned now, is John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave. That is the sending. He sent his only begotten son. That whosoever believe in him, because he said, believe on him whom he has sent. That whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can we read that scripture? John chapter 3. Let's read it from verse 14. John chapter 3. From verse 14. From verse 13. It says, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. I was just meditating on that scripture, and I'm just thinking how many people really get the impact of who Christ is. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 refers to Jesus Christ as the wisdom of God and the power of God. Jesus says the wisdom of God and the power of God. Jesus says the wisdom. Which wisdom? Wisdom to do what? Power to do what? The day you get this understanding, your life will begin to be meaningful. Praise the Lord. Don't know how special we are. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91 verse 1 says so. Why is it called? Where is that secret place? The secret place of God is Christ Jesus. And why is it secret? Because he has not revealed it to everybody. It's not known. If they know who Jesus is, Babalawo will not get market again. People go to join cult. It's something they are looking for. People go to make ritual money. It's something they are looking for. People go to Babalawo to look for protection. Amen. People go to look for protection. People go to enter covenant with marine spirits. People looking for fruit of the womb, they go to shrines and go to If they ever know who Jesus is, they won't go there. That's why it's a secret place. Unless he reveal him to you. Have you ever meditated on this scripture? Jesus Christ, in Matthew 11 verse 28, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come to me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth. Come to me. But have you meditated on another statement Jesus Christ made? The same Jesus that said, "Come to me, all ye that labor. Come to me." He made another statement in John, this same John chapter 6 and verse 44. Let's read it. John chapter 6, verse 44. It says, "No man can come to me." Although he said, "Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden," but the same him again said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Meditate on that scripture very well so that you understand why Jesus Christ is the secret place of the Most High God. Then, hallelujah, he asked another person again. He asked a question in Matthew 16. "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Can we read it? Matthew 16 from verse 13. Matthew 16 from verse 13. "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said," the disciples were answering him, "some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And verse 15, he said unto them, But whom say you, the disciples, that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. This is where I am going, that you know that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "You are blessed. For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." That you know who Jesus is. Amen. You cannot know who Jesus is until the Father reveals it to you. So you are blessed if you know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That you know, he said, you are blessed. How many people know here that Christ is the Son of the living God? Can I see your hand up? How many people? Put down your hand. This is what I'm saying is very important, because knowing him, that's where life is. See, we just read a scripture. It says, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus told him, "You are blessed that you know this revelation. Because flesh and blood did not reveal it to you." That means no Bible school, No human being, no school of theology, no man can reveal Jesus to you for you to know him. And it is because people are just walking with Jesus based on the revelation that somebody said. That is why the Christian faith has been messed up and distorted. Distorted. Because the next statement that followed, he said, and upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Which rock? Knowing who Jesus Christ is a rock for your revelation. You can never enjoy your Christian life beyond who you know Christ to be. You see? Upon this rock, I will build my church. The gates of hell, all the attack, they will attack you. All the suffering you suffer. That is the only Christian that will suffer and is laughing and is smiling is because he knows who his Savior is. When you see people jumping from church to church, from man of God to man of God, they don't know him. If you know him, you will go to him. Listen, we are talking about prayer, prayer, prayer. See, when they say the prayer that I prayed, listen very well. Listen very well. I believe that it is a wrong statement to say, I pray one very powerful prayer. It's a wrong statement. No prayer is powerful. Listen. No prayer is powerful. It is the person we are praying to that is powerful. It is not what you are saying that is powerful. It is who you are saying it to that is powerful. Now, if you do that, nothing should stop you from praying. Because every prayer you pray, there is a powerful God that will respond. It is his response that determines the power. Praise the Lord. I can't go mountain, can't do one powerful prayer. You are a witch. Now, witches, they do that kind of powerful incantation and invocation. No. So that you catch this revelation, every moment you will approach him in all humility. You humble yourself, Father, without you I can do nothing. But I brought this matter before you because I know you as the mighty one in battle. This witch is disturbing me, Lord. Take him out of my way. I know you can do it. That's why I have come to you. Lord, this sickness is disturbing me. I know by your stripes I am healed. Come and take away this sickness from me. I know without you, I cannot. You are the one that giveth the power to make wealth. Father, come and back me up. You make a way where there is no way. You are a miracle working God. Tell him you know who he is. He will manifest himself in that area. And this is the powerful prayer. The powerful prayer is the prayer that you pray to move a powerful God, to display his power. You see? So also, upon that rock. But how many people have taken time to study who Jesus is? How many people? If you do that, every Tuesday we should all come here and be receiving testimony, 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 testimony. Because when you live here, you are going to display or tap into that power of God. But why did Christ say that no man has shown you, but my Father which is in heaven? In that same John chapter 6, verse 44, he made it, Luke chapter 10, verse 22. Luke chapter 10, verse 22. Luke chapter 10, verse 22. He said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. And this is where he goes. He said, and no man knoweth who the Son is. Nobody, no human being knows who Jesus Christ is but the Father. And no man knows who the Father of Jesus Christ is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. You see now, you can never know who Jesus Christ is, because only the Father knows who he is. And unless the Father reveal who Jesus Christ is to you, you will never know him. And nobody knows who the Father of Jesus Christ is unless Jesus himself, hallelujah, will reveal to you who his Father is. You see why they are confused about the doctrine of Trinity, three persons in one God. But Apostle Paul said there is one God, there is one faith, there is one baptism, there is one. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he said, "Hear, all ye Israel, the Lord your God," the first commandment you must know, "the Lord your God, he is one God." The doctrine of Trinity is wrong. Three persons, there is nothing like three persons in one God. There is no scripture to support it. The doctrine of Trinity is wrong. No scripture in the Bible to confess it. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "For God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself." That's why our hymn book, that same song, we say, "God in Christ Jesus, blessed unity." It's a unity, not Trinity. Hallelujah. I don't find another trouble now. No scripture you can use to support that. The disciples didn't teach that. There is the history of when that came into the church. And we have the history. Nothing like that. It was when, what do you call it? Idolatry, idol worship, matched together with Christianity that produced all the errors we are seeing today. And the history is there. And so, you are busy praying. Amen. You are busy praying. You finish the Father on. You finish the Son on. You finish the Holy Ghost on. And that's why some people will baptize. "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost," to complete the Trinity, without understanding what that scripture says. There's only one name that is given among men whereby men will be saved. Only one name for salvation. What is that name? And it is the name of the Father. It is the name of the Son. It is the name of the Holy Ghost. One name. What is that name? If you know it, say it confidently now. Jesus is the name of the Father. He gave it to his Son, Jesus. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus, according to the Bible. And the Holy Ghost and the Father is one and the same thing. The Father is the great eternal spirit. So you can call him the Father or you can call him the Holy Ghost. You are referring to the same great eternal spirit. For God is a spirit and he is the Holy Spirit. So what is the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Is the creator of the heaven and the earth coming by his spirit to dwell inside his redeemed by in a measure. That is who the Holy Ghost is. What is that name, Jesus? That name, Jesus, hallelujah, is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth for the purpose of salvation. If you have done any other type of baptism, it's because you have not known him. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. He says, "In words or in deed, whatever we do, we should do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." That is the name that is above every other name, even in heaven and on earth and even beneath the earth. At the mention of that name, every knee bows. Salvation came in that name. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. We pray to the Father in that name. Praise the Lord. At the mention of that name, demons shake. You can't mention that name in the marine kingdom. It will scatter them. Hallelujah. That's why he says, take that name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of pain. It will, something like that, comfort you. Take it wherever you go. He said, precious name. Oh, how sweet. He said, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, yeah. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Because that name is the name God revealed for his redemption, for his salvation. And when you take that name on water baptism, then you are going to the cross on Calvary to believe on the offer of the cross on Calvary for your redemption. He said, he that believes, he said, believe on him whom he has sent. And the Lord Jesus spoke in Mark 16, go and preach the gospel. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. That is why every Tuesday we baptize people here. And all over the world, people are catching this revelation. They are catching this revelation. There's the parable of the foolish and wise virgins in Matthew chapter 25. One group foolish. What made them foolish is because they had a lamp but no oil. But another group had enough oil in their lamps, and they trimmed their lamps. To trim the lamp there just before the coming of the Lord is to trim your revelation. Trim it. Trim your revelation. Correct all the errors. You are foolish because you are there, you know, following church instead of following what the scripture is saying. If you are baptized, away from your church. And triumph.